Off with Renee. I'm Renee. We are going to get into a fun topic. Hopefully it's fun. If it's not a fun topic, then maybe I can make it sound fun with my personality. And then we will go to the calls. I am a clairvoyant. I've been in practice for more than 30 years. And everything I do is about empowerment. Not about telling you what to do, although I will tell you what to do. But it is all about getting your shit together. If you don't know that about me, you will know that about me very, very soon. If you don't stand for something, you don't stand for anything at all. Have you ever heard that phrase? It's a country song, I think. If you don't stand for something, you don't stand for anything at all. It's very similar to a phrase that I have written on my calendar. And I write things on my calendar and I post them weekly or monthly. Until I see it again, and it doesn't resonate anymore, and then I delete it. So there's something for me to see. And what I have written on my calendar is, I will be used for something today. I will be used for something today. And if I don't use me for something today, just stand there for a moment. Someone's going to come along and they're going to use me for their purpose. What I want you to get tonight is I want you to get that place. The place where you're absent from choice, the place where you are not participatory and you are kind of melding in the world with whatever crosses your path. Now that is very different than moving with spirit. And this is why we get this fabulous life to play in, because we get to practice. What I believed was pure spirit in my 20s was pure ego, sprinkled with a little bit of spirit. We get to practice. The difference between moving with the wind, which is spirit-driven, spirit-inspired, and being used for what other people's agenda has for us. So what I'm saying is that we need to be our purpose. Oh, there's another thing on my calendar, too. It says, I don't find my purpose. I make my purpose. Remember the years when we were obsessed? What is my purpose? What is my purpose? Everybody that used to come to me would say, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? And I even fell for it to the point where sometimes I would feel this pressure when there wasn't an answer about their purpose. And then one day, it all dropped in. Like, a beautiful, cascading snow down a mountain. And I realize there is no purpose. Our purpose is to be love. And I can't tell you the number of clients that would be, but that's not what I'm looking for. I know that's not what you're looking for. But it's the truth. Our purpose is to be love. I didn't say be loved. I didn't say love others by our teeny-weeny minds, too. Our purpose is to be love. Amen? So we need to be on purpose with our purpose. And we do that by paying attention, considering changing jobs, relationships, your home, your direction with your vacation. I want you to pause for a moment. In all of those options, all of those possibilities, pause. And imagine that you're already there. You're already doing that. You're already standing in that place. And then notice. Then notice. Now, I'm not asking you to check to see if you're scared, because you should be scared. Because you're considering making a change. Two types of fears. And when we do that feeling stuck workshop twice a year, like we do the walking ego workshop twice a year, the nature at its best workshop twice a year, in the feeling stuck, we talk more about fear. And there's two types of fear. And the way that you identify which fear is wanting you to move in which direction, you breathe into it. You breathe into it. There's a fear that pushes you forward that says, yes, it's scary, go anyways. And there's a fear that pushes you back that says, no. Maybe it's a not right now. Maybe it's a hell no, never. But as long as you get a no, don't you need to know. You don't need to know the why. We make ourselves neurotic by looking for the why in our feelings when there doesn't need to be any. So notice standing in that place that you're imagining. Notice you doing that thing. And what I want you to notice is the sensations in your body. And yes, I know, those of you that have taken my workshops, you know, feelings are just sensations in the body. You are correct. I want you to notice the sensations in your body, feelings or otherwise. And you're being that magnificent witness. Are the sensations expansive? Or are the sensations contractive? And again, I want you to notice the difference between feelings and other sensations. Fear is going to feel contractive unless you breathe into it, and then it moves you forward or it moves you back. I want you to notice other sensations in the body, small, tight, bad, wrong. Does it feel expansive? It should feel like a great big yes. And don't play around too much, because otherwise, again, you can make yourself sensationally neurotic. Ooh, I like that. Sensationally neurotic. To notice. And that is my message for tonight. That is my encouragement for tonight. That is my note, the topic. And on that note and topic, I did look up John Bishop, who writes the books, Wise as Fuck, Stop Doing That Shit, which I think was the first book. I had mentioned a couple weeks ago to go and listen to one of his books that he outlines the sabotage, because so much of what we find in our lives is sabotage that is the undercurrent of why we can't get where we'd like to go and why we don't even allow ourselves to imagine. Imagine possibilities. So we sabotage even before there's a moment that really needs to be sabotaged. All of his books are fabulous, but the one that breaks down the sabotage, I sabotage because of what I've concluded about myself, sabotage because what I have concluded about you, and I also sabotage because of what I've concluded about the world and me in it. Now, nowhere in here have I said, and nobody's allowed to give me grief about it, nowhere in here have I said, you make shit up. We've all got legitimate reasons to make these conclusions about me, you, and the world. The world sucks. The world is hard. And the world is never going to help me. Yada, yada, blah, 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 on and on and on. The book where he breaks that down for you is Stop Doing That Shit. That's the one you want. If you're looking for that specific sabotage piece. And listen, everybody that's listening should listen to that book and all his books, because we're all doing that shit. Nobody is immune. No one gets a bypass in this life. No one gets to manifest without the action. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things I think about, and there they are, poof, I manifested it. But the really big stuff, you got to do your action part. So, let me know what you get out of tonight's topic, and let's go to the calls. There we go. Get my mousey to work. Area code 954. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How are you, Renee? Nice to hear you. This is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. And
hi, Mary.
Do you happen to do any messages from loved ones by chance?
From where?
From loved ones. Do you do any messages from loved ones?
Oh, from a loved one.
Yes.
I do get some messages. It is not my strongest suit. I would claim the title medium because I do get messages on occasion. And I would say often enough, but it's not something that is at the top of my skill set. I don't get anything specific for you in this moment.
Okay,
but
I
can
get
a card for you if you'd like.
Well, that would be
What's
nice.
That?
It's an anniversary of a loved one passing, so I thought I would ask, but that's okay if you don't. I would appreciate it. Whatever you pick up with your cards tonight, sort of a general reading.
You bet. Well, and the one thing that I do love to do about mediumship is I love to educate people about how that works, because when people pass, dates and anniversaries don't mean anything in the spirit realm. And so in the spirit realm, it's not necessarily a significant time to visit. It can be, but it's not as absolute as what it, how it affects us. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good. It is more of a human thing. I do get that you are very connected with spirit, that you have a very strong connection with spirit, and I love that about you. It's very, very prevalent. It's the first card that I pulled for you. The second card that I pulled for you is the upside-down whale. And that tells me that there are some ancient records that you need to tap into, that you're not tapped into some ancient records. And that means you can be very strongly connected with spirit, but not connected strongly with the thousand pairs of feet that have walked before you that you are now stepping into. Does that make sense?
It's like Akashic records, or are you talking more ancestral?
Akashic records, yes. Yes.
Akashic
records, ancient records. Tap into your ancient knowing. It feels like you could benefit in your life if you would tap into your spiritual ancestry. Those are the words I was looking for, your spiritual ancestry. And that's more energetic, that's meditative. And the third card I pulled for you is the wild boar. And it's upright, which tells me that you need to be a bit more aggressive with what you pursue. You're using way too much scrutiny in your life. You're scrutinizing way too much in your decisions rather than just going for it. That makes sense?
I tend to be quite the planner rather than just jumping in.
Well, you can say it nicely and call it being a planner. I'll call it your over-scrutinizing.
I know.
And you're micromanaging, which is messing up things in your life. So rather than micromanaging, go for it, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Somewhat, yeah.
Oh, good.
Somewhat.
All right, sweetie. Well, we'll talk another time. Bye-bye for now.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Let's go on to the next caller. 770, how are you tonight? Hello? Are you listening, or did you have a question for me? Area code 864, how are you tonight?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Did you have
really
a question for me?
I just found you yesterday. I was watching last week's show, and you hit the head on the nail with the knowing and what the secret missed.
Oh, yes, I
when
love
you know,
that stuff.
Amazing. So I just wanted to ask
you. Good.
So I just wanted to ask you, I'm actually getting ready to make a pretty decent move with my family. And I say it's kind of a big move because my wife has never left her home state, which is also my home state, but I've traveled all over the place. She's a little bit nervous about it. So I just wanted to see if you saw anything, you know, with regards to how that looks like for you.
I love it. I like it. Keep encouraging her. and keep encouraging her to breathe into her fear. Remind her that fear is her body getting her prepared. It's like the biggest gift for anyone who's a presenter or a speaker is for them to realize that they get scared because their body's getting them ready. So what I want you to do is encourage her to breathe into her fear, breathe into her fear, breathe into her fear. It's just getting her ready for all the excitement that's coming. It doesn't look at all, it doesn't look like she's going to be a Debbie Downer. It doesn't look like she's going to sabotage, but she's just going to need a sweet little encouraging nudge. So pay attention and notice that. I like this move for you. And with that said, I pulled three cards for you. Possum is upright. Do not play possum. There's no delaying here. You do not need to play dead. You are in movement. The second card I pulled is an upright eagle, which we just had on the last caller as well. But this represents something a little bit different for you. This upright eagle says, you have looked from high above and you are seeing the picture from a broader perspective. You've got that eagle sight. You are on it.
Wow.
And then the last card is an – what's that? Go ahead, Annie.
I said absolutely. Thank you.
The third card is an all possibility card. It says, fill this card up with whatever you desire. So even though you've got it going on and you are doing it all the right way, don't think for a moment that you can't ask for more. If there's more desires, don't put any limitations on it. If there's something more, you might catch yourself going, oh, yeah, geez, but I have so much. No. Keep asking.
Okay.
It's never ending. You get whatever you desire.
Yes, absolutely. And I can, I want to give. I want to give back as well. So I'm going to give bigger.
You give when you feel inspired, honey.
Okay.
And that's exactly, there's a little bit of energy in your words that I want you to notice. I want to give. There's this idea that if we have so much, we should give. I want you to notice that in that thought is some limited ego construct. When you feel, if you feel inspired to give, then you give. But you don't have to give because you have. I want you to play with that little line there, okay? Because
when
you say you want to give because you have, there's always a little bit of guilt in there somewhere. And that's not, I don't want you to have that.
I appreciate that advice big time, because I think maybe more of what it is you're very close. I think it's a little bit of overcompensation for previously, years ago, not giving more than, when I have so much, because, when I feel inspired, whether I have very little or I have it all, I give. And just perfect example, I just paid for a gentleman's drink at the gas station the other night. It was probably $3 or $4. And he says to me, man, you really made my night, and I couldn't have asked for a better response from somebody than that.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying anything back, but it's nice to get that back. Right. And so,
and
I felt inspired. So I did that.
Yeah.
I did.
No.
Yeah. So I get it.
Yeah, you just said the exact same thing I did, but you used a different word. I want you to tap into the guilt, because you said, well, from the years when I didn't give, that's guilt. I want you to tap into the guilt, because when you are guilt-free, then giving flows more rightfully.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you walking around with feeling guilty. Who cares that you didn't get before? You've got that time frame to reference from. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I've done things that I regret also. But make sure that you're using that time as a reference, not something to hold against you.
I needed to hear that.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good, good, good. So, I adore you.
Evening.
Thanks
for
calling
so
in. You too.
Yeah. Have a great night.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
630. Hello, beautiful.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Did you have a question for me?
So I just relocated, and it was like the relocation from hell. But I made it. I'm here. Oh, my God. It was like so hard. It was so much more difficult than I even imagined, okay? And so, I'm like, oh, I just heard the last caller. I'm like, I hope your move goes more smooth than mine did. But I'm here now. I'm in the new space. But I haven't been able to, like, get my, like, my flow going yet. Like, partly because I'm like, okay, I'm here, but this isn't my forever home. But still, like, I just can't get into that flow yet, that routine.
Well, listen, I'm going to kind of echo this back to you. You just said you went through hell. Don't you think you could?
Yeah.
Don't you think maybe need a moment? A moment?
Yeah.
Don't you think you need a moment? Here, I love.
Yeah,
I was laughing. I was laughing when you said you just went through hell, because one of the great gifts of going through hell is to get to the point where we go through hell gracefully, without feeling like it's our fault or that we have to fix it. And that's what you were experiencing. So I want you to ponder what I just said. Now, I'll say it again in a little bit different way. I want you to ponder this. You just went through hell with this move so that you could get to a place where difficulty in life is not your fault. So now in the next moments of time, in the next week, contemplate this hell that you've just been through and see it through those eyes. Oh, life was giving me these really difficult moments so that I could see difficulty differently. The only reason why it was difficult is so that you could go, this shit's not my fault. It's just falling this way. Oh, I don't really have to fix this. It's just falling this way. And were there mechanical things going on that made it difficult?
Oh, that was at the end, but yeah. The mechanical things are falling apart. Yep.
Yeah. So I was picking up on that there were mechanical things, and I can't remember which show it is, but one of the shows that I did in the last 2 weeks, somewhere in there I talked about, like, so when shit's going down, first thing you do is you look inside yourself. How am I out of balance? And what do I need to see? And you're not thinking those things. You're pausing and asking inside. You're not mentally masturbating and looking for the answer. You tap in to your inner self, not your mental monkey, and you, wow, what's going on here in me? And then if nothing pops up, then you go, oh, what's happening in the next ring of my life, people immediately in me and around me, my environment, my immediate environment, people in my immediate environment, energy in my immediate environment. And then if you don't, if nothing drops in, then you go to the next ring. Oh, is there something in my immediate neighborhood? You know, just outside the ring. And then you go to the next and to the next. And then that next one is, sometimes the planets are just pushing and pulling. When we look at all the planets for size, we're just a tiny little itty bitty bug. Our entire planet is little itty tiny baby bug. And these other planets that are in our orbit are metal and they're air and they're ether and they're pulling and pushing and doing funny things. That's just science. It's not woo-woo astrology. It's real stuff. And in the last week and a half, there's been some planetary alignments that have been pulling and causing weird mechanical stuff. So when we become aware of those rings, right, when shit's hitting the fan, check in, check in, check in, check in, check in, right? And then a lot of times you can find the ding, 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 which is the way it comes to me. And about a week and a half ago, I had some mechanical things going on with my motorhome engine or with my whatever. And I called to have someone check it out. And then I checked out the planetary alignment. And I knew right away that if I could hang in there for about a week, it would correct itself. And sure shit, I had an appointment yesterday morning at 8:30, and I arrived, and I said, Ailey, guess what? And we laughed about it. They took care of something else I needed to have done. But the mechanical, the magnetic, funny planetary thing corrected itself. But back to you more specifically about this move from hell. It was designed more for you to get that difficulties in life are not against you, it's not your fault, and you don't have to fix it. Certainly check in. Make sure you're not screwing things up. Take responsibility for your decisions, et cetera, et cetera. But there's another edge to it that I want you to see. Does all of that make sense, or did you hang up 5 minutes ago?
No, I've been waiting to get into your show because I do love your the way that you think. I'm just taking it all in. It doesn't. Yeah, no, it does make sense.
Good. So contemplate that move through those eyes, and then it will look very differently to you. It will feel very differently to you. You will assess things differently in the future. Of course, check in with yourself, but take this piece with it too. And it'll make life much smoother. Make sense?
Yes.
I adore you. Thanks for calling. I look forward to meeting with you again sometime.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
646, what is on your beautiful mind today?
Hey, how are you? It's Lisa. I have a question. I should kind of wait. I'm kind of like anxious, but I should just kind of. Okay. Will I be able to get the? I think I am. Will I be able to get the approval I need for the? To get a. I think it's called a notice to motion. Okay, what's called a motion for a later pill. Will I be able to get the approval to go forward on a court case?
Yes, you will.
Okay, they're going to give it to me. Now, do I need to do this in person? Okay. Do I need to do this either online or go in person? Because they told me I can file online.
Yeah. Do it online. It's easier.
Okay, I'll do, yes. So this is the thing. Should I give them the reason that I was living in California for the last 3 years or doesn't, or or they would want more information about the case?
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. You're thinking too hard. You're thinking too much about it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're thinking too much about it.
Okay.
You're overthinking. Someone just said that to me the other day. Oh, Renee, don't overthink that. Yeah.
Okay.
You're overthinking it, and then there's, and on that general rule for you, it looks like there's quite a few things in your life that would move differently and definitely move smoother if you would kind of get out of your own way. You're overthinking, trying too hard. Yeah, 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 yeah. I want you to do some energetic movement, like Tai Chi, Qigong. And I know you're already going to overthink it, but just do it.
Okay, I will.
You need to move some of that stagnant overthinking energy.
I agree.
And get into some tapping. Just get online. I kind of miss the old days. I was talking with someone the other day, and I said, oh, man. In the olden days, when you practiced with someone in shamanism, the teacher, when you were ready, they gave you the cassette tape with the drumming on it, you know? And, I mean, in ancient times, it was even more than that, you know? You would get permission from the shaman. Now you just got to frickin' Google it. So Google tapping, emotional release. Tapping. Because the reason why you overthink and overanalyze is because you're trying to feel in control.
You're right. I think that's what it is.
Yep. And aren't we all? So, you know, it's one thing that you know that, because of course you already know that. But it's another thing to get to the underneath of why you're being obsessively, overanalyzing, because it makes you feel safe. So underneath that is some trapped emotional stuff that you don't need to go. I mean, I'm not knocking therapy. I've done many, many years of therapy, but you don't need to go into a dark, you don't need to go into a dark experience with any of it. You can just go through a lot of tapping. I would make some kind of tapping a ritual for you twice a day. So look up some emotional release tapping and do that a couple times a day.
Okay. I will.
Makes sense. And then just go ahead and do that thing online and yeah, move forward.
Okay, I'm going to move forward. Okay, so I can do, I don't need any attorney to do this for me. Okay, I'm going to do it myself. I don't need any attorney to do this.
Part of it you can do yourself. Call me back and let me know if you're
filing it. I can do myself, you're saying. So far as filing it, I can do myself. I don't need the attorney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
All right, my love. Let me know how things are going.
Okay, I'm going to try to get
bye-bye
this out
now.
No later than Thursday. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, everybody. I'm going to go through my, I think I've touched everybody. Maybe I'm going to check in on this person. I think my phone numbers got rearranged. Did we talk already?
We have not.
Oh, well, good. I've got great intuition because you're in the middle of my pile here, and I had a feeling someone up there was waiting. So, good. I'm glad I clicked on the wrong number. Right number. What
cool.
can I
thank,
do
thank
for you?
For taking my call. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I was just wondering, and please correct me if I'm doing this right or not, I was wondering if you can give me a reading more specifically on my love life, if you're able to.
You bet. I'm on it. Hold on.
Thank you.
Blowing into the cards for you. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes I wish this was on video. But if it was on video, I'd have to put on, I've got pajamas on. So There is a benefit to being on the radio, but oh my goodness, I pulled three cards for you specific about your love life, and all of them are upside down. So let me tell you what is in the way. You've got some significant things in your way. Let me do the easy part first. So the easy part is you have to have faith and trust that there is a partner there for you. I'm hearing that you've got, that you use words like soulmate. Do you use words like soulmate?
I may, those words may not come out of my mouth, but they're definitely on the top of my mind.
Yeah, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Soulmate comes from an idea that's very based in fairy tale and fantasy. There are many partners I get for you. There are many partners that would qualify, quote unquote, qualify to be a good life partner with authentic love. Those are the words you're looking for to put in your mind, to bring and breathe in through your heart, to really, really put into the middle of your chrysalis being. So use words like that. Marinate in words like those. You've got to have trust and faith that there is many, I keep getting it again, many partners who would qualify for an authentic love relationship with you. You got to get on board with that, because as long as you have this energy of soulmate, this singular, doesn't mean that you're not going to have a singular partner. But the fact that there's billions of people in the world and there's one and we have to find it, I want you to get rid of that. Make sense?
Okay. Uh-huh.
That is first and foremost. Then the other two cards I pulled for you are somewhat identical. They're both upside down, which, wait. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. One of the cards is not upside down, but the words are upside down. So that means you're on the right track. So you've got, you believe in all possibilities. But here's the piece that I want you to get. So you believe in all possibility, correct?
Yeah.
You would say, I'm a believer in the quantum field. I believe in God Almighty. I believe that there is all possibility in the world, correct? You need to believe that it is also for you. There is a next level we need to go to when we say and believe in all possibility. There's the next step is to say, oh, that includes me too.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very similar to, like, how easy is it to stick up for another person? Easy, right?
Uh-huh.
How difficult is it to stick up for yourself? In very similar situations, it's difficult, right? It's that same kind of energy. I want you to take that next step into go, oh, that's right. All possibility counts for me too. And once you do those two energetic shifts, you are going to start to see movement. You're going to start feeling more at ease about a love partnership, authentic love partnership.
Okay.
Make sense?
So you see that happen?
Shift that energy, and then it shifts the possibility. See what I'm saying? Timeline for you, because the timeline is dependent on you shifting those two things. Because it's not written in stone. Otherwise, I would get a timeline. You shift that energy, and then you're going to notice movement. Right now, there's no the movement isn't, it's not circulating. It's stuck. So unstick the energy, and then movement will come. Make sense?
Yep.
Do your part, man. Do your part. I see. I absolutely see it for you. So it's coming.
Okay.
All right, let me know how that is flowing for you. Or if you feel like you can't get it moving, then call in at another show and we'll bring it up again and see what's in the way.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, let me see where I'm at. I'm glad I caught that call in the middle of it. 561, we just have a few minutes left. You are my last caller.
Oh, I just want to know, you see me meeting somebody?
Similar to the last caller, there's a lot of energetic stagnation. It feels like there's resistance in your energy field that involves a past relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I haven't dated in years because I didn't want, yeah, I mean, I just took a long break because I just want to wait for something good or that seems good. I didn't want, yeah, I took a long break from it, actually.
Right. And what I want to suggest to you, sweetie, is that the break came from heartache that you haven't let go of. And I'm not saying it doesn't feel like you haven't let go of that person from past relationship, but it feels like you need to let go of the energy of it. Like, I cannot feel hurt again. Okay, go through that. Mm-hmm. Not one more time. Not one more time. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
That you need to let go of. And what I want you to do is I want you to slide into this place of trust that you are held in love, in that every relationship, you have not been alone in every relationship. You were brought self more clearly. Now, with those words, I want you to go back and revisit that point of pain and allow yourself to look at it through those eyes. This relationship was nothing more and nothing less than me being invited to see myself more clearly. And when you can do that, then you can let go of the sad. Then you can let go of the pain. Then you can let go of the, oh, my God, hell no, I'm taking a long break. And without that happening, you're not going to get a relationship, a good relationship that you want. In fact, if you don't go back and release things in the ways that I've suggested, you're going to end up in a crappy relationship to try to get you to see things that you didn't want to see before. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Because, like,
good.
You know, it's like if I like somebody and then it's either it doesn't happen or things.
I
can't even remember.
Yeah, don't worry about it because I'm glad that nothing is stuck because it wouldn't be good right now. Because as long as you've got this past angst, you're not going to be able to attract or be attracted to anything that's what you want it to be. So go do what I suggested. Pray about it. I want you to intentionally pray about it. Show me what it is that I need to see from my past relationships. And then you just sit. And you just sit in meditation. Give yourself 10 minutes twice a day, once a day, if that's all you're going to give, with that specific question. Show me what it is that I needed to see, that I need to see from my past love interest relationships, okay? And then the other thing I want you to do is before you go to sleep, I want you to write on a piece of paper next to wherever you're sleeping. I want you to write down, let me dream of the grandest love partnership. Let me dream of the grandest love partnership. And that when you're out of your mind, as you're sleeping, right? When you're out of your mind, then you can be more in your energetic soul self. And then when you ask for that in your dream time, then the energy of all that gets imprinted. It gets imprinted. And so you meditate on what I suggested and you dream at the same time. Now, I want you to do this every day for 21 days. This is a prescription, writing a prescription, 21 days. And at the end of the 21 days, and not a moment before, at the end of the 21 days, then I want you to say, show me. Show me. And the messages will come that will direct you. And then your practice is going to be in action with the messages directing you, telling you to go here, et cetera, et cetera. And then you just follow the directions. You follow, 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 follow. Make sense? And you're going to start bumping into very different connections, even different friendships. I'll promise you that. Even
Yeah, like, for instance, like yesterday I heard from somebody that I used to be friends with, and, no, it's a female, and I was very hurt by her. You know, she was kind of, like, had an agenda, sneaky, and I met her like a long time ago, and I try to forgive her and forget it.
You're getting
like
this all backwards. Listen, honey, you're getting it all backwards. Because the theme of this, what I really want you to see, is that every relationship is about you seeing you more clearly. I don't give a shit about her agenda. And her agenda is none of your business. If you really, really, really want to get this, you're going to have to take these hard notes that I'm giving you right now.
Yes.
And that is that every relationship, my dear, is for you to see you more clearly. Look at that word intimacy. Into me, I see. It's never about the other person. It's always about ourselves. And our questions, if we want to get it right, we need to be looking at our relationships like that. Or you're just going to keep swimming in very shallow waters, and you're not going to be able to put into reality this love that you know you want with yourself and with others. Make sense?
Yes, definitely.
I bow to your bravery and your courage to stay on this phone call with me. It's not always comfortable, but I want for you what you want. So let me know along the way. Call back in. Let me know how things are going, okay, sweetie?
Blessings. Blessings to you, I will.
All right. All right. Bye-bye for now. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Renee Beasy with 6E's.com, healingonwheels.com. If you want me to do a drive-by in my Healing on Wheels and do readings and classes or meditations, we can do a shamanic journey. Hit me up. Let me know where you live, and I'll see if it lines up with my Google Maps when I head out for the winter. I am in Wisconsin right now currently, and I will be here till at least November 20th, maybe a little bit longer, but probably not. Another show on Friday morning at 10 a.m. Otherwise, I'll see you back here again on Monday and Wednesday, 8 p.m. Have a blessed, blessed evening, everyone. Bye-bye for now.